I often use an example when debating people is having a baby. You know, when a human being has a baby, the baby, when it's about time to be born, sends millions of chemical signals to the mom's brain saying, you know, I'm ready to take on the world. My heart's ready to beat for itself. Well, actually, it's beating already. My lungs are ready. Everything's ready. And so mom sends a slew of chemicals down to the uterus and starts the process, which is very complicated, and it's one of the most dangerous times of our life as we pass through the birth canal. And the baby knows when it's time to take a breath, because if it takes it too soon, it drowns. If it takes it too late, it'll die. And then the placenta follows. It gets to be very, very complicated. And there's no trial and error to this thing, but if one wants to take it to another step, this baby also grows up and is capable of having a baby on its own, of course, if it's female. And the point being is that there are no ways that this can happen by trial and error. This is incredible complexity upon complexity, step upon step. You know, as the baby grows, it goes through certain stages. It all grows in symmetric ways. You know, the legs and arms are the same on each side, or virtually the same. Certain stages, the hormones start developing. It's all laid out, and it happens over and over again. And the vast majority of the time, it happens in the right way. The person who would argue against that, yeah, but what about, you know, mental retardation? What about autism? What about, you know, these are the flaws. And it goes on and on, and we don't know what impact our environment is having on us. There are so many chemicals being found in our systems now. Anderson Cooper did a show on his own blood that they had analyzed. I don't remember the exact number, but it was something like 180 chemicals that shouldn't be in there, including DDT, that were in there. And so we have no idea what these chemicals are doing to our systems. And so I don't consider them flaws. It's difficult. In fact, it's exasperating to be arguing intelligent design. When I argue, I don't argue. When I teach disaster preparedness, I don't get anybody to argue with me, maybe over something small with a kid or something.
Sure.
But this particular issue...
It's hot.
It is hot and immovable. There's a few percentage of people who might listen, but most have already made up their mind, and they'll say, you mean you're against natural selection? In other words, they won't understand the issues. I'm not against natural selection. I believe the fittest tend to survive. The ones who procreate more tend to survive, but there's also the luckiest and a whole host of other things as well, but clearly the fastest rabbit probably will more likely to survive than the slower one. And so natural selection is real. There is genetic drift. There are differences between animals. There's different kinds of dogs and different kinds of goats and different colors on people's skin. There's some genetic differences, but these aren't enough to explain Darwin's theory, not even close.
Well, those who believe in evolution, not intelligent design, and not like you and I believe, which is a combination of both, what do they think happened? Somebody rolled the dice and it just came out this way? Perfect?
I do and I don't know what they think. I could argue their position, I think, pretty strongly years ago. And it was as if there's some logic in when one thinks on a rather superficial level. Organisms were a lot simpler millions of years ago, and they're more complex now.
But intelligent design, Jeffrey, could have created this to flow with evolution.
I agree.
You know what?
It could be guided by intelligent design. The newer studies suggest that there were several lines of evolution, if one were to buy that, that it wasn't just one tree of life. Since I buy intelligent design so strongly now, it's hard for me to buy the opposite argument. But I think the logic remains that the fossil record is incomplete. It will be completed sometime. It's logical that the more complex organisms follow the simpler ones. But I don't know how one can really think that, because why would it's sort of like making a salad. Where did the extra fruit and nuts come from that made it into a different salad? How did that come about on its own? It had to have had some hand, a designer hand in it.